Expect multiple road closures and limited parking downtown between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. this Sunday along the 1.5 kilometers route of the Victoria Pride Parade. Rolling closures will take place on Douglas Street, beginning at the intersection of Douglas Street and Pandora Avenue until Humboldt Street, as well as sections of Humboldt Street, Belleville Street, and Menzies Street that lead to the end of the parade route, at the parking lot behind the legislature. Portions of Harold Street, Fisgard Street, and Chatham Street are being used for float marshalling on Sunday and will not have parking spaces available during the same time. The Johnson Street Bridge will remain open, with traffic rerouted along Fort and Government. The City of Victoria is suggesting Blanchard Street, Cook Street and Quadra Street as alternate routes to downtown and to the Coho and Clipper Ferry Terminal on Belleville Street. The Pride Parade begins at 11 a.m. from Douglas and Pandora. More than 120 different organizations are expected to be represented, including local businesses, nonprofits, two provincial political parties and a number of media organizations. Community members are invited to join at the end of the parade and walk toward McDonald Park, next to James Bay Community School, after all the official entries have gone by. There will be a group for those who are marching in Pride for the first time. Organizers say the last float should reach the end of the parade at around 12:30 p.m., although festivities will continue 1.5 kilometers away in McDonald Park. McDonald Park will host festival in the park from noon until 8 p.m. on Sunday. There will be a main stage and as well as a kids stage with local LGBTQ artists and performers, as well as more than 150 vendors and about 24 food options. The Victoria Pride Society says the suggested entry donation is $5 to help keep Pride accessible, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds. The City of Victoria says it's expecting downtown areas around the parade route to be very busy until about 2 p.m. on Sunday. An estimated 40,000 spectators are expected to attend. Midlow at TimesColonist.com. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters at TimesColonist.com.